You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Walao eh!
The Gulo Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Well,
that's a swear word.
No, my hoki mai, welcome back to Walao, the Gulo Sessions with Otto and JC. We have our artist here in the studio for an interview, but before we continue, we just want to say for any of you listening, if you have any thoughts on this interview or any of the tracks that we've been playing, give us a text on 5395, or if you want, a call in the studio as well on 309-3879. Now, JC.
Yes?
Who do we have in the studio tonight?
Honestly, bro, it was a wild guess that I got this guy in.
It was crazy. Like, it just happened in a flash. Like, this whole conversation just happened, like, yesterday, right?
Yeah. So, Roman, can you please introduce yourself to us?
Hello. Thanks, team. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a wild one. And, yeah, I think it was a day or two ago? And
it was literally yesterday.
Oh, there you go. See, my memory is already, like, out of whack. But, yes, no, thank you for having me.
All good.
No, we were all at the Good Space album launch.
Yes.
And then JC and I, you know, we were sitting outside in Lim Chor, like, eating dumplings. And then you just went back inside for like 5 seconds and then came out and you were like, yo, I got us an interview for Monday. I was like,
it's
oh,
the
okay.
beauty of me, bro. It's literally just how I roll.
Yeah. Now you got it.
Well, let's get this started. So tell us, like, what happened today with you, bro? Like, tell us your day.
Today, what did today consist of? Oh, I just, so my partner sells matcha, which is green tea, and I just helped her pack today because she had a lot of orders, and then I watched the new Deadpool and Wolverine.
Ooh.
Oh, well, not so new anymore, but yeah, just playing catch up since I was waiting out for traffic. So yeah, that was me, Deadpool and Wolverine today.
Are you a big Marvel fan?
I was, like, till I guess from the second, like, Avengers movie, and then from there I just kind of tuned off.
that's valid.
Yeah,
and honestly, also, this is like a little bit of a fun thing, but do you have any, like, Filipino or any Southeast Asian artists that you want to shout out tonight? Bringing down the roots, bro, from like OPM to like
a shout out.
They can either be here in Aotearoa or back in the motherland as well.
Who was that? Honestly, like, in terms of Filipino music, I've been tapped into the OGs. I've just stayed tapped into the OGs. So, like, likes of, I guess, like, Parokene Edgar,
yeah,
or, like, you know, Kamikaze.
They're
the ones at the top of my head. Anyone else, like, after that is kind of like a blur to me.
Right.
So, but shout out them, though, for real.
Oh, my gosh. That just brings me back. So, well, let's get straight into it, shall we? So, pretty much, bro, like, I've looked into you, like, just like that, and bro, you've been featured in like MTV.
MTV Upload. Yeah, so it's what do you call this? So I think it's hosted by MTV Australia. I don't know if they do it yet. I mean, do it anymore? But
sure they do. It's kind of like linked with like Triple J, right?
Oh, sick. Oh, I'm not too sure, but yeah, sick if they are. So pretty much what happened with that was I did my first single, and I saw a few of my friends actually be featured on it.
Right.
And then I just did, you know, some digging, and I saw a submission link, sent my song and music video, hoped for the best, and they got back to me. So yeah, I was pretty stoked on that. Yeah, for this song in particular.
Can you tell us a bit about this song and like how it relates to you from your previous past to now?
This particular song. This song was actually made, I guess, like a year or two before it even got released. Yeah, this was just. It's addressed to no particular person. It's kind of like a general, you know, summation of like, you know, feelings of like. Like teenage love. I mean, I'm a hopeless romantic, so.
Aren't all Filipinos though?
Yeah, I guess it's just in our DNA.
Amen, bro.
Yeah.
So that relates to my next question, because you've collaborated with artists, bro. I'm a big fan of Austin and Rini,
yeah,
bro. Like,
yeah.
I'm a big fan, and I just wanted to ask, how did you manage to get a collaboration with artists, and how can you give an advice to any young artists listening in to collaborate with big artists like that, or any artists in general?
I haven't collaborated with those two yet, but what do you call this? In terms of collaboration in general, I've just been telling myself to just show up and show out. like, you know, go to local gigs and actually get yourself out there, like talk to people, you know, like make some sort of like friendship and like real life connection with them first, rather than, you know, oh, yo, here's my mixtape sort of thing. Like, yeah, I just kind of like vibe off them first, because I mean, I don't know if I'll actually even vibe with them, and if I can't vibe with them outside of the studio, what more if, you know, like what more in. So yeah, I guess I kind of just touch the pulse and on gigs and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So pretty much just like based on what you just said, is just create that bond, eh?
Pretty much, yeah, for sure.
Bro, that's so important, because of like how our generation's kind of like led on to just hustle, like that hustle culture, eh?
Yeah, for sure. And like, I mean, yeah, because I mean, it, from the, in the music scene in particular, I guess it's, you know, it can get pretty clicky at times. So I guess like showing that, you know, you're open to anything, really opens the doors for you.
Right.
So yeah, I just kind of, you know, most importantly, be myself.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Of course, bro.
Yeah, let everything kind of like just take its course naturally.
Well, that kind of leads to my next question, Noel, since you've talked about like clicks and stuff, because how do you see yourself as an R&B Filipino artist in the local scene? Like, do you feel like an outsider? Do you feel like you're fitting in? Do you feel like you've had its struggles?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's had its ups and downs, for sure. And yeah, like I said, especially, you know, as like a Filipino artist, I guess it's not too mainstream to see us, especially in New Zealand, I guess.
Right?
Yeah, it's not too mainstream to see us like on, you know, I guess like C4 or like, you know, Juice TV and that sort of stuff. But it's also exciting, because at least we could be, I guess, the pioneers or the trailblazers for the next generation, you know, people that look like you and me sort of thing. And yeah, just I guess plant that seed of inspiration, just to get them going.
True.
Yeah.
Bro, can you like give me like some insight of what, like how your creative process has been? Like, does your culture impact the way that you present yourself in your music? Especially like working with people like Eddie on the beat.
Yeah.
Or
what do you call this? Since Eddie was born here, we pretty much just relate with the Kiwi culture, and I guess similar upbringings, you know, in terms of like trying to fit into a group of some sort. But in terms of creative processes, with me and him anyway, we always start with a few reference songs, you know, get the juices flowing sort of thing. And I always start with a melody. The melody carries pretty much the lyrics and the whole vibe of the song straight away. And nowadays I try not to overthink about it too much. I've got a modern studio where I, you know, let it flow first and overthink it tomorrow, you know?
Yeah. Bro, I can't even like, bro, for me, like I would like to plan it through then just like, you know, go straight into it, if that makes sense. Because like you kind of like have to have a certain like specific theme first, and then you kind of like work the process through it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I'd always have something, at least just a backup, you know, in case, let's say the producer I'm with has nothing like in mind at that particular point. So I make sure to have at least, you know, 4 or 5 songs in like a Spotify playlist already ready to go. Yeah. Again, just to kind of get, like, yeah, get the flow going.
True.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of also leads to my other question, since you've mentioned like your like references. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us like who, like any artist that influences your music or genres when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely a lot of ballads. Hence why I guess R&B has been a staple of mine. I mean, you'd know karaoke is pretty much a religion back home. You know, it's close to rugby over here. So
I like that analogy, bro.
Yeah, I mean that's the most accurate, you know, sort of like way I can compare it. If it's not karaoke, it's basketball, right? So definitely the ballads, a lot of pop, like soft rock, and yeah, I guess when I came here, my palette just kind of gotten more broad, and I pretty much listen to pretty much everything. Yeah, now.
Now you're going through R&B, bro, which is honestly, like that last song that I was just hearing, I love that melodies, bro.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Did you come up with yourself, or did you just that?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
The gift of a Filipino, bro.
Thank you.
Well, like, thank you for that as well. I also wanted to ask, I recently saw that you're entering your shot.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. You mentioned it as your side quest. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so pretty much that started, that again, that's another sort of fever dream side quest. So that was initially prompted by my partner. She wanted to join, and she was just kind of telling me about it, and she was like, oh, why don't you come, just, you know, assist me, you know, just kind of like a support sort of thing. So I went to the registration with her, and while we were waiting, I was like, oh, you know what, why don't I just like register as well, or like, why not, you know? And then we got to an interview process, and then after that interview process, they were like, oh, okay, if you get in, you should get a text by around 11 p.m. And I think at around 8 or 9, we both got the text. And so here we are. Yeah, so we're in the... So it's split into two. There's contestants who are the complete noobs, which is me and my partner at the moment, and the wild cards, the ones that have more experience, which, yeah, they'll battle it out. And then whoever wins, so one winner in each category, and whoever wins in both categories, they get to play internationally at a gig of, I think, your shot's choosing.
True.
Yeah, because if I had it my way, I'd play Tomorrowland or something, you know.
Bro, that's the dream, ambitious, eh? But yeah. Bro, big festivals like that, come on.
Yeah, but no, there are some pretty, like, hectic festivals that they've got listed down. So that'll be sick. Anything outside of New Zealand would be sick.
What kind of stuff are you spinning when you're DJing?
Well, right now I'm really into a lot of I recently got back into house. During uni, I listened to a lot of trance music.
All right, yeah.
Funnily enough, but now my vibe at the moment is like a lot of like I'm a piano, like
Afro piano. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something about those log drums, and yeah, I don't know, eh? Like it's a bop. So yeah, I think I'm gonna infuse a lot of that.
Bro, one thing as well that I wanted to ask you, is there like a favorite like DJ tag or ID you'd like to like play out?
Ooh, well, I mean, coming up with my DJ name was already like kind of a fluke.
What is it?
So I mean, I had a lot brainstormed, but I ended up with the name Runaway, and yeah, because when I was thinking, yeah, just to play on with my name, obviously, and it came on when I was thinking of DJ names. Kanye's Runaway came on shuffle, and
like the piano tag.
Yeah. Like that song, yeah, with Kanye and Pusha T, and I was like, oh, and I don't know, it just kind of stuck, and I was like, oh, what if I just changed the U with an O, and then the rest was history. So I just went along with that. Yeah, didn't really want to overthink it, and yeah.
True.
So we went with that.
All right, well, we're gonna take a quick break, but before we do that, you dropped a track earlier this year called Fruits in the Diaspora.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah, so that was a collaboration with Spidertown Baby, Nia, and produced by All My Friends. So they're a POC queer collective that pretty much gives us, I guess, black sheep voices, you know? And thankfully we were funded by Foundation North and Creative NZ, and pretty much that whole project was just how do we, like, from our perspective, how is it like assimilating in New Zealand, you know, coming from immigrant parents.
Right.
Because, I mean, while I wasn't born here, I've pretty much lived majority of my life, so I consider myself pretty much, you know, more of a full-fledged Kiwi than the Philippines. Like, I don't know anything. Like, if I went back to the Philippines, I'd only know how to speak, like, the language. But, yeah, so that was a pretty much, I guess, a playful viewpoint of you know, like the hardships of settling into a new country and trying to find our feet, and trying to break the cycle of break the cycle of the grind in a new country.
Can you tell us about how like All My Friends were involved in that track again, actually?
Oh, so they pretty much got me and Spidertown Baby Nia together. So there were two groups of us. So there was me and her, and then a a sister duo called Ursha Island, which they pretty much did it on their perspective. So they're Kiwi Chinese sisters that pretty much saying their viewpoint, so like how their transition and how they grew up here was.
All right, and we are going to take a listen to that track. This is Fruits in the Diaspora by Roman and Spider Town Baby. Enjoy, guys. And that was Fruits in the Diaspora by Roman and Spider Town Baby. So, Roman, anything else to say about that track?
I'm not too sure. Stream? Yeah. Run it up on Spotify wherever you guys listen to it. But, it was a real great experience because we were able to do a little showcase in the form of an exhibition at Studio One, which was really sick. I mean, I've never had anything exhibited in that format, so that was quite, that was quite warming.
Bro, lot of, people right now as well, especially, since it's kind of similar to what Good Space is doing as well, is that a lot of people, artists, are currently, exhibiting their work in physical forms.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts in, Asian spaces, especially, what you've done and what Good Space has done? What are your opinions on that?
Yeah, I feel like I feel like there should be more. I mean, you know, these things, we're only able to do it with the help of funding. So, you know, there are funding bodies there that if you've got a great idea, especially if it showcases, you know, especially untapped, you know, corners of Auckland or like even New Zealand in general with voices that haven't been like heard in particular, it's a really good way to, yeah, it's a really good way to go. So Creative New Zealand and Foundation North, even New Zealand On Air, you know, do funding for all these types of events. So yeah, I would say, yeah, Google up, because there's a lot that are not getting applied for, you know, so it's just money sitting there. But yeah, I'm all for it, and I definitely want to do more in the next year for sure.
True. Is there anything else you'd like to say about Wallau or anything in general as well, like future events or anything?
Future events. Well, since you brought up your shot, that's gonna be my next upcoming event actually. So pretty much the whole Your Shot thing, it's 6 weeks for the noobs to learn how to DJ, and after that 6 weeks we perform a 30-minute set at Galatos, which is happening on the 16th and 17th of November. So I don't know when we're performing it. It's kind of like a lottery thing to see. Yeah,
like you don't know when you're about to go.
Either I don't know whether I'm going to be playing the Saturday or the Sunday yet. So yeah, I just say always 16th, 17th till I get that. We have meetings every few weeks, so I guess I find out like later on. But yeah, if any of you guys are free 16th, 17th, I think it's only like $20, but yeah, come through. It's at Galatos.
All right. Yeah. So before we let you go, JC has brought some snacks from Canada.
Oh my gosh! Yes, which, I totally forgot about those ones. Yeah. So basically, like, I've been exploring a lot of the different types of food in Canada, and I brought some back. And I brought back the infamous maple cream biscuits.
Maple cream biscuits.
Bro, we're about to have an ASMR session right here. Yeah. Woo.
So this is something that we started doing back when Club Ruby came to the studio.
When I wasn't here. Yeah,
unfortunately, JC missed out on that. We had some really delicious rice crackers covered in pork floss from Vietnam. These aren't exactly an Asian snack, but you know what? You know,
hey, be grateful I brought them back.
I'm not being ungrateful. I'm quite happy. You know, like, I just, you guys can't see this, but, you know, the box is, like, almost empty already. Like, we ate all of these, like,
my phone? Actually, I want to record this.
Yes. Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
So, basically, what Otto has mentioned when he first tried this, it tastes like pancakes.
I can smell the maple on these already.
Yeah,
it's like pancakes, but in a cookie form. So, yeah, we'll take some bites, you know. Get up and as close as possible as you can. So,
okay, first bite.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, the filling is like the same texture as an Oreo, but you can.
Like, I need a tea now.
Exactly. Yeah, this would be great in like a hot chocolate or like a coffee or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently in Canada, they don't usually have the cream filling because of health reasons.
Oh, true. It's already sweet. Just go for gold day.
Yeah. It's like apparently they're inspired by Oreos called like Goldie Oreos.
Oh, the
blondie looking ones. Yes.
I do know that. Oh, speaking of Oreos, have you guys tasted that Coke and Oreo?
I don't like it.
Oh, God.
Really? No, I'm so intrigued.
I don't like it. Yeah. It's like you're tasting Coke in bread form. It's like soaked.
I'll take your word for it.
Like, I mean, no. Like, don't take this from me. Like, you got to try it yourself. That's just my opinion. I don't like soggy bread that tastes like Coke.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Yeah, I saw the news director here at BFM, Joel, come in with a can of it. And I was like, yeah, I was pretty sleep deprived that day. So I was just like, wait, am I hallucinating right now? It's like Oreos and Coke in a can. But then the way they described it, they said it just tasted like, like a vanilla Coke.
Oh, no. Really? Because vanilla Coke I like. You know, like, it took me a while. It's an acquired taste for some, but I love Vanilla Coke.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't like Vanilla Coke.
Oh,
I'm
really?
So sorry.
Ah, damn. Yeah, so I guess I'll have to try the Coke.
No, because like you mentioned then. Before, sorry mm-hmm. to interrupt, but no, you mentioned right. before you have a sweet tooth.
Yes,
I do. So, basically, how would you rate this treat from 1 to 10?
Oh, this is a 10. Smack bang 10. Like, I don't even need to think. That was crazy. Like, I could smell. This is why when you said pancake, I could smell it from here. I didn't even have to like taste it yet to know that I'm gonna like it.
Damn.
It's like my nose got a tongue.
Well, lucky for you, I have a friend / cousin who can like deliver it via packaging, and I can get it sent from here.
Oh, that's sick,
bro!
Yeah,
I'm honestly
so excited. My name on it.
Smuggle some Canadian snacks all the way down to Aotearoa.
Mm. Shout out Canada!
Shout out Canada! And also, if you guys are interested in like talking to us or interacting with us, please reach out via text message on 5395 Walao. And also, if you want to call us, it's 309-3879.
Yeah. So I hope you guys... Oh, so yeah, final verdict, 10 out of 10 on the snacks.
Yes.
Hope you all enjoyed our chat with Roman.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for coming down to the studio. Yeah,
no problem.
Pretty
thank
late
you,
on a Monday, but you know, you're
anytime,
here.
Anytime. I made some new friends, so nah.
Yeah.
For real. Nah, yeah. Thank you guys for having me. Yeah. I really appreciate it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.